Gustavo Gimeno, welcome and thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, it looks like you and we will finally be able to enjoy your new job properly as TSO music director this coming season. What were your main goals in programming for 21-22?
To be true to ourselves, to our identity, and somehow, even there are restrictions and limitations, to continue and to expand even more in the same line we initiated in the program, which we programmed for 2021, which couldn't take place. So I try to find, of course, great masterworks of the history of music, but alongside new compositions by Canadians or not Canadians, but different styles, different backgrounds, and to try to have composers and pieces having a dialogue, which I think it's exciting for us also to discover much music, some which has not been yet composed, some which was composed but we didn't know. Within limitations and restrictions, still be faithful to our own idea of programming.
Tell us about the work that launches the season and it brings the TSO right into the social political moment that we're in, and that's Anthony Barfield's Unconquered or Invictus. What are you signaling beginning the TSO season with this work?
It somehow connects with what has been until now, the difficulties and the starting point of a journey, which hopefully, and I think so, is going to take us back to the reality of to the orchestral life and art being present the way we know it. That's why symbolically, it's not only a piece which starts the season in the first program, but also if you look at the other end, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the Ode to Joy Symphony. So somehow, this represents symbolically this journey from resilience and difficulties, but struggling, going forward, and growing and celebrating at the end of the season. That would be ideal. That's what we are aiming for, and that's our hope.
Now, it's always a big job to program a season. What was the most challenging aspect of shaping this season in particular?
This has been, and I hope it will be, the most difficult programming I have made in my life. The most difficult was to operate within those parameters and restrictions. Take as example the first months of our program. We have a maximum of 49-50 musicians, as little changes on stage as possible, keeping distances, all imagining how it's going to be in November, which we don't exactly know, but not only November, also for the months after November. But still, we know you could program two or three a Schubert cycle, and that's it, you know, in one concert. Great music, but we are not so interested about that, but all about those contrasts, about our ideas, about that relations or conversations between composers and pieces, and also to discover new repertoire. So that was it, basically. Within those limitations, let's still be adventurous and let's try to find relations and let's be true to our own concept. But this has been challenging because require also investigating, discovering, listening, working together with also we have the great colleagues Emily Lebel and Gary Kulesha, which help us also with the new compositions. There has been a lot of talking, listening and reflecting, and also simply checking the length of the pieces and trying to find the right combinations. I think it's the most difficult I've done so far, and I hope it will be the most difficult so also for the rest of my life. But in the end, I'm very satisfied, really very proud of what we have accomplished together. Because when I look at it, I think, yes, even though there are those restrictions, still I think these are programs which I find challenging and which speak to me and I feel identified.
I love the breadth in the programming. You've got everything from familiar Brandenburg concertos to, as you say, works that have yet to be completed, and that includes, 13 world premieres, a fantastic number. Among the works being created for the TSO is something you're calling celebration preludes. What will these be?
And that's also the idea, the excitement of not knowing what that will be, but trying to represent the several voices existing, you know, in the province of Ontario and in Toronto, and those celebration preludes, which are related to our 100th, five of those will be premiered in this coming season, the other five in season 22-23, as we are celebrating our 100th also throughout the 22-23 season. But it's a great chance for all of us, I think, for audience, but also for the orchestra to get to discover new voices, new compositions. And who knows, maybe with some of those composers there will be more plans in the future. But it's also a good way to introduce each other and to get to know each other and also to introduce those to the audience.
Now, we've watched members of the TSO in very different settings over the course of this past year. And I have to say that the way that you've programmed for this year, you know, it features the TSO members as soloists much more so than they have been in the past in a regular season. It shows a great confidence in the individual members of the TSO. Why have you done that?
We know that from all kinds of difficulties in whichever fields in life, you might become even more creative or creative in a different way, which you wouldn't expect or know. Or one of those is realizing how much talent there is in the TSO, but not only in the collective, which, as you know, I'm in love with the orchestra, but I think there are great players and really artistically very interesting people, and also not featuring only the individuals, but also the sections. Within that frame, a great opportunity for them to have even more space so musicians can tell about themselves about what they mean for our audience and for the orchestra, for the institution.
And the second half of the season marks the beginning of the TSO's 100th anniversary, as you mentioned, and I imagine that you had some feelings and ideas about this momentous occasion anyway as you were beginning your role as music director. But after this past year, has that view changed at all, or maybe it's intensified? I don't know.
Everything is different than I had imagined. Everything is different than I had expected. To tell you the complete truth, 6 months ago, I was quite worried in a way, because how do you program a next season without knowing, and still now we don't know exactly. Now we can estimate how things are going to be. But it's difficult to, how do you come with a content without knowing exactly what you are able to do and what not? But I realized in the last 3 months especially, I would say thank you to a big collective effort. I think that's the right term if I have to summarize what has happened in the last 3 months. All of us, and also the musicians and the artistic advisory committee of the orchestra, and also the colleagues in the direction, from all directions, I've been getting inspired and getting ideas, getting suggestions, my own suggestions, and we cannot realize all of those. But I think before we realized, after many meetings and very much thinking and discussing the different possibilities, in the end, we come out with something which I was even surprised, especially if you consider that 6 months ago, I thought, my God, what's waiting for us in the future? I don't really know. And now I look at it and I think this is great. And now the next step would be not only to program it, but really to create it when music really takes place, when it sounds. And of course, it's not only in the programming. I think it looks very fine. And I'm really, really proud about what we achieved together. But now what we need is the amount of music, which we didn't have the last year. We had too short of it. And now we really need it in all senses, spiritually, emotionally, the audience for sure, but also the musicians. I mean, this has been long and tough for everyone. So this gives, the programming gives hope. That's for sure.
I think a lot of hope lies in, for me, seeing so many fantastic of the standard masterworks of the TSO, like, which seems to mark a real return of the orchestra back to their home in Roy Thomson Hall. You've got Mendelssohn, you've got Sibelius, Rachmaninoff, Dvorak, Brahms, and of course, Beethoven, as you mentioned. I'm just wondering what you had in mind as you chose these particular masterworks, given what a momentous kind of season this is overall.
It does very much depend on various factors, and some of them more interesting, some of them less interesting. It could be you when you program those masterworks, there are works like, for example, Mahler First, which I've been craving to perform since years ago, since I knew I was going to be the music director of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and that couldn't take place. Is the piece I chose for the very beginning of my tenure in September 2020. So that's a piece I want to do as soon as possible. Something I'm very much looking forward. But also Yuka Pekka Saraste hasn't been with the orchestra for a number of seasons. He's finished, and he really wanted to do Sibelius. And Sibelius is one of the greatest composers of the history. Some works not so often programmed, or maybe not so much in North America. I think this is a great chance to do that. But for example, Tchaikovsky Fifth Symphony was the first symphony ever played by the TSO. For me, that has a meaning. I wanted to do that. I wanted to recreate, looking back at that first piece. It's also a piece I love. And of course, there are big blockbusters like the New World Symphony, which it's simply wonderful music. So I want to do it, and the orchestra always enjoys, the audiences, we know they enjoy. It's also about finding the right moment and the right combination.
Now, when it comes to some of the new works, which are wonderfully mixed into your programming, which I know is something very close to your heart, one of them that I'm very excited about involves the violinist Patricia Kopechinskaya, very, very interesting artist. Tell us a bit about her and that program.
Yeah, I know her very much. We have performed often together. We're good friends. She's funny enough. Also, she's a very honest, daring musician. So her interpretations of the classics are sometimes also very, very controversial. I do know that. But I find what she does is so unique, so authentic, and so honest. She's an incredible motor of generating music. And this is part of it. This is a commission, the one we made this commission together to this Spanish composer, Francisco Coy. By the way, we have recorded it also. You can listen to it now in the various platforms. You can listen to it. But I remember going to a concert together in the taxi, and she said, I listened to this piece you asked me to listen by this Spanish composer. He's really good. Yes, that's why I sent you this link and I showed you the score. And then she said, shall we make a commission? I said, absolutely, let's go for it. Okay, we commission a concerto. And we went into that, and it has been a difficult year for this commission, but initially was a joint commission by important orchestras like the London Symphony, the Bamberg Symphoniker, the Dutch Radio. We have recorded it, as I said. So it's a very, very interesting composition. And funny enough, when I talked to her about Toronto, and she told me, I've never been to Toronto, I thought, this can't take too long. So there are a number of artists who are well known to the Torontonians and to the audience of the TSO, but there are others which I find great and very interesting, and we should get to know them. And she's one of them. Also for the orchestra, because I do know there are many members of the orchestra who told me, I really admire her so very much, it would be great to make music with her. And she's very, very enthusiastic, so it's great to have her with us, and also for the audience to get to know her. I'm sure it's going to be very exciting, and hopefully someone else with whom we can build up a friendship with the TSO for the coming years.
And you mentioned the Spanish composer Francesco Coll, who that's not the only work of his that the TSO is going to be performing. Tell us about the specific commission by him.
Yes. Well, let me tell you one anecdote. One time after a concert in Toronto, I think it was after Daphne Cicloé, someone in the audience said, are you going to bring something to us from Spain? And I thought, you know what, since you are, and I heard that question more often, not per se of being Spanish because I'm Spanish, but if there is something Spanish or someone Spanish I think is of the greatest class and quality, I will absolutely introduce the piece or the soloist or the composer to you. And this is one of those cases. As I started the tenure, I already thought immediately of him. He should write an orchestral piece for the TSO. It would be great. He was also extremely motivated, but he said, I've never been to Canada. I need to know as much as possible of Toronto. Tell me about it. Tell me about the orchestra. Send me all their recordings and send me photos. And he's really a very visual person, one of the most artistic persons I know, because he does writes, paints. For every composition he does, he makes also a canvas. So I sent him many photos of Toronto, told him a lot about the orchestra and about the city and about the people. And that was going to be a great source of inspiration for him. He did this orchestral piece. By the way, only a few minutes ago, he just got at home the first print of the score. I also asked him to send his painting, well, actually paintings, because he has started a series of not only one painting, but the piece is called Elysian. So he has started a series of Elysians. He's painting several canvas, and also the sketches look very interesting. Notes, colors, and shapes blend all together in the sketches. I asked him to send them to Toronto when we do the premiere, so people can look at those, because I find really, really very interesting. So that's it. He's a great composer, very much supported by British composer Thomas Adès, who also conducts his music, and I think absolutely worth for us to get to know him.
Well, Gustavo, I want to thank you again for speaking with us and taking this time, and wish you all the best for a safe summer. And we are all very much looking forward to seeing you in the flesh in the fall.
Yeah, I'm so much looking forward to be in Toronto and to make music and to share. We are all eager to share with each other and to share our emotions. Thank you.